If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's talk AI. I saw this great article at CNET.com by John Skillings, and John joins us now. Hi there, John. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Absolutely. See, I'm into this because as a broadcaster and part-time voiceover artist, sometimes you worry that AI is going to take your life away from you, and it very well may. But there are things that we can use AI for that can help us in our everyday life, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, it is a technology that you can be using right now to do a lot of things.
All right, now give us some examples. We don't have time to go through 29 ways to make AI work for you, but we can do a couple. And one of them that I'm impressed with, and I've never done it, is you can plan a bunch of menus for the week. Do you know the hardest part in life is figuring out what to make for dinner?
Yes, as a parent, and done that for many years. I absolutely do know that.
So you can do meal planning and plan your grocery list. Explain this a little bit to us.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can use a chatbot like ChatGPT or Google Gemini to do what you do with Google, which is to look for answers. You want to grill chicken, you want to make a salad, whatever, however complicated or easy it is, you can ask the chatbot for information about that. And it can be more detailed, where on Google you might just type in barbecue chicken recipe. With a chatbot, you can say, I want to cook chicken on the grill for six people, and I want these sides to go with it. And it'll give you a very detailed answer.
And we'll give you what you need to purchase at the store. I mean, I've kind of messed around with ChatGPT a little bit, and the way you ask it questions is much different than just asking Google something. Explain that to us a little bit.
Right, right. So I think, you know, most of us, we search Google, we just type in a short phrase, you know, movies this weekend, barbecue chicken recipe, whatever it is, maybe a little more detailed. But with ChatGPT or other chatbots, what you want to do is you want to give it more information. So you want to be specific about what it is you want to cook, when you want to cook it, for how many people, what ingredients you have at home. If it's going to suggest recipes, what ingredients to shop for. You can even tell ChatGPT or other chatbots what you have in your refrigerator and say, so I've got all these things in my fridge. What can I cook with them?
Okay, so be honest. This is like we all have our own personal assistant now, right?
Kind of. And, you know, there are voice modes with these chatbots, so you don't have to do typing to communicate with a chatbot. You can use voice mode on ChatGPT or Gemini to basically have a conversation with the chatbot. It's not human, and it's not a full-fledged assistant, but you can have an interaction that's much more like talking to a friend.
And you need to be specific. I think that's what I haven't mastered yet. Like this one I found amazing in your article on CNET.com. Prepare for your next doctor appointment. We are seeing our doctors. We sometimes forget things very important to ask them, or we feel like we're rushed. So can this help in preparing you for your... I have a physical coming up on Thursday, so should I go to ChatGPT and ask it what?
You can go to ChatGPT and give it things that are going on with you, your body, how you're feeling, and it will give you information about that. I have to say right off the top that, you know, ChatGPT is not a doctor.
Right.
Not go to medical school. It just has a lot of information readily available and can get through that information very quickly. So if you have questions about what is this spot, how had this ache, you know, it might be able to give you some answers. There have been stories about ChatGPT diagnosing things that doctors missed. But again, it's not a medical professional, and it's very important to always remember that chatbots do make mistakes. Either they miss information or they can actually hallucinate. That's what it's called, hallucinate and make things up. So you always want to do some fact-checking afterwards.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, Google is not a doctor either. And you know how many people put their symptoms into Google to figure out what's going on? So that's safe to say. My final thing here, and I think everybody should go to CNET.com and read this article written by our guest right now. I'm trying to get to the top of it. It's John Skillings. If I was still in high school, I would probably use it to write papers. But there's a way to check for plagiarism with it, too, isn't there?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, there have been plagiarism checkers for a long time, even before generative AI. The plagiarism checkers have gotten better, as has the ability to have technology write something for you. But, you know, teachers are very savvy about this, and for as many teachers who don't want students to deal with or touch generative AI, a lot of them are trying to incorporate it in the classroom because kids are going to need to understand how it works. And there are ways for ChatGPT or other chatbots to be very useful for students. Yes, some people might cheat and just say, write this essay about Napoleon for me because, you know, I don't want to do it.
Right.
But there are ways to make that research actually work and be beneficial to the student.
Well, very interesting, and thank you so much for hopping on with us. And this article's great to help you pick the best AI generator for you. It's John Skillings, editorial director at CNET, and it's AI Essentials, 29 Ways to Make AI Work for You, according to our experts. John, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
It was great talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.